Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The Iowa-Iowa State football rivalry may feel like it goes back to the beginning of time, but really, its modern incarnation at least started in 1977. But before that first game, a group of fans got together to create a trophy that could be passed back and forth between the two teams. They dubbed it the Cyhawk. And the story of that trophy is told in a new documentary called Birth of the Cyhawk. And now, Iowa and Iowa State fans might remember the controversy that was created in 2011 when Iowa Corn became the new sponsor of the Cyhawk series. They introduced a new Cyhawk trophy and fans hated it. Here's a moment from the documentary that tells that part of the story, and it starts and ends with the voice of Keith Murphy from WHO television.
When we first saw it, we thought, this can't be the trophy. I mean, they thought it was going to be a hit. You can see, we still have the video, when they pull that tarp off, the people there at the fair, they're all excited, they're clapping. And then they put it out there to the public, and it was just hated.
2% love it, 2% say at least it's better, 96%, 96, hate it.
I just feel like it didn't have anything to do with football. I felt that the original trophy should have stayed.
I would put it on the bungee ride at the Iowa State Fair and let it sail.
And don't tell me that everybody hates it. There are great aunts and grandmothers all across the fine state who would be proud to display this sucker in their glass curio cabinets surrounded by those precious moments figurines.
Instantly, in this new social media era, the blowback was unlike anything I've ever seen for something like that. I mean, they just didn't see this coming. You ask Iowa Corn to be involved in designing a trophy, and you get a farm family.
A controversial moment of Iowa history there from the new documentary, Birth of the Cyhawk. The director of the documentary, Ben Godar, is here with me. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
And Bob Utes, one of the creators of the original Cyhawk trophy, is also with me. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Charity.
Ben. Thank you so much for being here. And Ben, I want to start with you. What made you want to tell this story?
You know, I think what made me want to tell this story was when I first heard the story, my immediate reaction is, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know that. And I guess I considered myself maybe representative of someone who lives in Iowa and had grown up a fan of the series. And you know, to find out that there was this really amazing backstory about where that original trophy came from, I thought, you know, people need to hear that story.
All right. Well, before we dig into that amazing backstory, give us a little bit of history of this rivalry, okay? I think a lot of us do feel like it's gone back forever, but there was a long period of time when the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes were not playing each other, and the fans were clamoring for it, and in particular, the Hawkeyes just didn't want to do it. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, they even from the very beginnings back, you know, around 1900, it would be kind of on again, off again between Iowa and Iowa State. The fact that they weren't in the same conference, et cetera. You know, some years the game would happen, some years it wouldn't. But then it went on a 43-year hiatus. Fans around the state clamored for it. They rallied to the point that the Iowa legislature actually passed resolutions essentially asking the schools to come together and find a way to make this happen. And so that went on for years and years and years. And then ultimately, this 1977 game was sort of the fruit of all that energy from fans to renew this rivalry.
All right. And speaking of fans, Bob Utes, that's where you come into the story. So you were a fan. You had a group of friends who were fans, both Iowa and Iowa State. Tell me what your reaction was when you heard that the teams were going to play each other again.
Well, everybody that was a football fan in the state of Iowa was excited about it. I mean, you just couldn't wait. Ben does a good job of telling the story in the documentary of how this all worked out. But what a lot of people don't know, you've got to be 50 years old or older now to remember a time when they did not play. And we were guys in our late 20s who had never seen it, you know. And we were anxious. And at that point, they still only had a 6-year contract. We wanted this game to be played every year.
So where did the idea of creating a trophy come from?
My 10-year-old son.
Your 10-year-old son, who was clearly a genius. Tell me how he came up with the idea.
Well, again, Ben does a good job. We were driving home. We lived in Adel at the time, and I think we'd been into a grandparents' house in Des Moines. Driving out Highway 6, headed home, and this would have been late 76. Might have been a football Saturday. We probably just watched or listened to the game. And started thinking about next year. You know, next year the Iowa State game is finally going to happen. And I said out loud, I said, there ought to be a trophy for this game. And my son, who oldest son, who was 10 at the time, said, why don't you do it?
And, all right, 10-year-olds say a lot of things. What made you think, yeah, why don't I do it?
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for that. I don't know. I guess there was so much excitement and anticipation around this game. I thought, well, gosh, gee, yeah, I don't know. Let's see what, I don't know.
So what kind of trophy creating credentials did you bring to this?
Absolutely none.
So, all right, your son said, hey, Dad, why don't you do it? You thought, yeah, maybe I should. And then you basically took that to your bowling buddies, right?
Yep, bowling buddies. We had a softball, recreational softball team. We played a lot of poker, you know, tailgated together, did a lot of things. So.
Okay, so how did you introduce the idea to them?
Well, first of all, you just tell them your idea. Again, I don't want to give too much away from the story, but it just seemed like such a natural. I mean, to the fans, we didn't understand, any of us, why this game had not been played. It took getting into the promoting of the trophy once we had it to really get a grip on and understand the politics behind the fact that they had not played for
so long. You were pretty naive about the whole thing. You were naive about why this series hadn't been taking place. And when you watch the film, you can find out a lot of the history behind that and why it was so difficult to get the series together. But also pretty naive about like the idea that just a group of guys could come up with a trophy and this might become one of these iconic trophies in football rivalries. There are a bunch of these trophies that we see passed back and forth between football teams, longtime rivals. Were you inspired by any of those in particular?
Well, I mean, sure, yeah. I mean, we knew there's the old Oaken Bucket, there's Floyd of Rosedale, you know, and who knows how many others. And I think that's what Ben, you know, really got into was he heard about this and he thought, that's insane. You know, we weren't old enough or smart enough to think about what we were getting into. We just plunged in.
So you and your buddies decide to make the trophy. You just get together. You each throw in $50 and make the trophy. How did you decide what it would look like?
Well, I mean, all of this was going on simultaneously. We knew a owner of a trophy shop there by Drake University. And went in, two of us, my good pal, late friend, Bob Updegraff, went in to see him and said, you know, we need to come up with this trophy. And we just started playing with things that were in the trophy shop. This didn't have a, you know, it wasn't the bet between the governors over a pig or the telephone trophy from Iowa State, Missouri football that had a story about it. We were just creating a trophy in a trophy shop and wanted something that looked like football.
You also came up with the name Cy-Hawk, which, of course, has endured.
Yeah.
And there's this part in the documentary, Ben, I would love for you to share some of your thoughts about this. Other people were also trying to name this series.
Yeah.
And give me an idea of how badly they were doing.
Well, yeah, no, that was an entertaining part to kind of stumble onto. And Bob pointed me to, which I hadn't realized, it was, oh gosh, one of the Register writers back in the day, and I'm not remembering exactly which one, but
Maury White,
that's right. Yeah, he had proposed calling it SICKM, and I believe the acronym was State Intercollegiate. Oh gosh, I'm going up on it, Bob. Do you remember it?
State Intercollegiate Contest eminently macho.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
Well, and the funny thing is he kind of kept at that for a few years because we found I found newspaper columns a couple years in where he was still trying to make SICKM happen and
which it never did.
No.
Bob, you and Bob came up with Cy-Hawk. How did that come about?
Bob Updegraff gets all the credit for that. We were standing there in the trophy shop with the design in front of us, and we had a Cy the Cardinal decal and a Herky the Hawk decal, that we were going to place on the trophy, and we were looking at this, and they were facing each other, and Cy was on the left, and Herky on the right, and it was Bob Updegraff that looked at that, and it said, Cyhawk. He said, this is the Cyhawk trophy.
How fortunate that he didn't say Cy Herky.
Well, that actually comes up. Bob was a really, really interesting guy. That's another thing that Ben did a fabulous job with. Anybody that knew him just loved being around him. And he was very creative. He always had a different take on things. Just fun to be around.
Yeah, there are lots and lots of loving memories of Bob Updegraff in the film. You can tell that he was beloved, and there's a lot of affection among friends. So you guys come up with the name of this trophy. You've got the trophy. And then you're faced with the challenge of, oh, we've made this trophy for this series that nobody asked for.
Yeah.
How do we tell them that, oh, we've got a trophy for you and you're supposed to pass this back and forth to whoever wins?
Yeah. Hey, come over to my house. I have a trophy.
Was there a moment where you realized, oh, oops, we didn't really think that part of it through?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Time was getting short. I mean, we're now down to about, I think initially 3 months once we had the trophy before the kickoff. And we had a couple failed attempts. And I think we were down to about 2 months before kickoff, before something finally happened.
Well, and the thing that finally happened, and people will get a lot out of this documentary. I don't think we have to worry about giving anything away here, honestly.
Okay.
So the thing that happened is you decided to go straight to the governor. And Ben, maybe you want to give us a little bit of the backstory here, because the governor, Robert Ray, at the time was having a hard time deciding where to sit at this game. So tell me a little bit about that story.
Yeah, well, and you know, I said earlier, when I first learned that Bob and his buddies had created this trophy, I that was a moment I was like, oh my gosh, what do you mean that really happened? And then as I learned more about it, and he told me that, oh yeah, well, we got this meeting with the governor of Iowa. That was another one I was like, what do you mean? You called the governor up and said, hey, we have this trophy? But no, that's largely what happened. And Bob tells the story well in the film. You know, there was actually an article in the Register, and we were able to go and find this article, and it was basically about the dilemma that Bob Ray had, because he had a daughter at Iowa and a daughter at Iowa State, and you know, deciding where he was going to sit for the football game. And he ultimately decided he was going to sit on the Iowa half for half the game, and on the Iowa State half for the other half. And you know, Bob saw that article and thought, hey, maybe this is our way in, and maybe he would sort of be our ambassador to, you know, shepherd this trophy into the rivalry.
And so, Bob, you and Bob Updegraff, you just called the governor's office?
Bob Updegraff got a hold of Dave Ullman, who I believe was chief of staff or whatever his title was at the time, and got us an appointment to go in to see him.
Wow. And then what happened?
We carted the trophy up the Capitol steps and into the governor's office.
This trophy that, again, nobody had ever asked for.
Right.
He said, Governor, could you please present this to the winning team?
Well, we told him what we had in mind, and he frankly liked the idea. He said, give me a day or two to check a few things out, and I'll get back to you. And he agreed to do it. And
wow.
He understood that this was something that the people of Iowa, Bob Ray was a very popular governor. I mean, he was probably as well-liked as any governor we've ever had. And yeah, he was just the right guy at the right time.
So the history of this trophy, I mean, Robert Ray presents it at that first game. It gets passed back and forth a little bit. There was a lot of Cyclone fans will remember this period. There was a period of time when the Hawkeyes just dominated this series. And people kind of lost interest in the trophy. But then when Iowa State became competitive again and the trophy went back to the Cyclones, people got really excited about it again. And you have Dan McCarney, who, of course, used to coach the Cyclones, and he was a previous Hawkeye, and he's in the documentary. And Ben, I think he's one of the most exciting parts of it because he's so passionate about this trophy. He really cared about it. He said he used to take it home.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And that was one of the great moments too. And yeah, when you sit down with Dan McCarney, it's easy to understand how he could, you know, fire up 22 guys to go out there and win a football game, because yeah, he's got that kind of electricity and that passion. But yeah, we were talking to him about it, and And yeah, just kind of out of the blue, he told me that every time he won at Iowa State, he took that trophy home with him because he wanted to sleep that night with it in his house before they put it in the trophy case there at Iowa State.
Wow. So,
and I tell you, it was funny. We when we interviewed him, I mean, he knew we were getting together to interview him, but he didn't know we had the trophy with us. And to see his face light up when he saw it was just amazing. And we had the same experience with we went down to Manhattan, Kansas, and interviewed Max Jurek, who was a longtime AD at Iowa State and was an assistant AD, actually, who Bob had kind of communicated with in 77 as he was trying to get this happening. And same thing, we brought the trophy into his house, and he got down on his hands and knees in his living room to look closely at it and look at all the years on the trophy. And you know, it's amazing taking the trophy around, and I've seen it go out for the public to see before, and of course fans really love to have that opportunity to see it and touch it. But you know, to see people like Max Jurek and to see people like Dan McCarney just also have that level of passion around it, it was really exciting, and so thankfully we were able to capture some of that on film as well.
Yeah. Well, so in 2011, when Iowa Corn took over the series, they introduced this trophy that didn't last very long because, as we heard earlier, people really, really, really hated it. And then they kind of crowdsourced and workshopped and eventually came up with another trophy. And that's the trophy that is the Cy-Hawk trophy today. And you can find out a lot more about that in the documentary. But Ben, I'm curious. You wanted to tell this story. It's a fascinating Iowa story. It's a lot of fun. Is there a campaign here as well?
Oh, you know, I don't think there's an overt campaign there, you know, because that's not really what I was interested in doing. But I guess what I was interested in is I feel like, you know, this original Cy-Hawk trophy came very organically from the fans and from the people of Iowa. And frankly, that exactly mirrors what got this series restarted in the first place. It was that passion from just the kind of, you know, regular people of Iowa, fans of these two schools. And I feel like that's special. And I feel like there's a lot of meaning that lives in this trophy because of that. And so, no, I don't have a motivation to try to get the schools to change anything, but I just want, I want people to know that story and appreciate that history.
Well, the film will be shown leading up to this Cy-Hawk football face-off on the 14th. The film will be shown in Iowa City on September 7th, and then various showings around the state, Central Iowa, et cetera. You can find out more about all those showings at Cy-Hawk Documentary. The film is called Birth of the Cy-Hawk. Ben Godar, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And Bob Utes, what a great story. What a great idea. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Bob Utes, one of the original creators of that original Cy-Hawk trophy. His story, again, told in the documentary Birth of the Cy-Hawk. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.